Today's daf is daf Nun in the seventh parak in Sanhedrin. We're holding in parak Arba Mitot. And we're in the middle of discussing the Machlokas, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, about the order of priorities, the order of Chumras, I should say, rather, in the Seder of the Mitot, which the only Nafkamina Lahalacha was the question of, if you have to kill a guy twice, which one do you kill him with? But we started with, if you recall, the relationship of Skila to Sreifa. And we proved that Skila was chomer from Sreifa with what turned out to be a rather strange argument. And it's important for us to focus on this today because the way that we are going to learn the sugya is that it actually makes a great deal of sense. Now, here's the issue. We know that the central point in understanding the interrelationship between the two mitot, and in the end this is going to be nogea, the entire structure, is understanding what happens to a bat kohen who is a na'arah ha'mu'urasa. That's what everything hinges upon, as we'll see. The Torah gives us two separate chiyuv mitot for a no'ef and a no'afet. So the standard mitah is chenek, both for the male and the female. There's a special pasuk that talks about a na'ara ha'mu'urasa. Doesn't distinguish their na'ara ha'mu'urasa, whether she's a bat Yisrael or she's a bat Kohen. Simply says that a na'ara ha'mu'urasa, the chiyav on the girl is a chiyav of sreifa, as opposed to the chiyav of chenek of the bo'el, the nivel at the sreifa. Now, there's one other special case, which is the case of a bat kohen. Over there, the Torah doesn't give the difference between the bat kohen, who is an arusa, and the bat kohen is an esua. And it says over there that a bat kohen is biskila because of via yimechalalet. So we have basically a rather gray area. What about a bat kohen who is a na'araha mu'urasa? And what about the na'araha mu'urasa who is a bat kohen? In other words, you see on either end, the Torah has left it vague. When it comes to the bat kohen, it doesn't tell us specifically the din of na'ara murasa. When it comes to the din of na'ara murasa, it doesn't tell us specifically the din of Yisrael or kohen. That's very interesting. And it's there that we have the machlokah. What appears from the sugya, although Rashi, as I pointed out to you earlier, Rashi says we're going to have to force a different interpretation to the sugya. But what appears to the sugya, but pashtus, and I think that it's kedai to certainly learn the sugya like this, is that everything hinges on how you understand those psukim. So if you understand that when the Torah is not mechalik in the din of the sreifa of a bat kohen, and you say the halacha of a bat kohen is besreifa, even though she is a na'aram urasa, then essentially what you're saying is that the reason that the Torah doesn't differentiate is because you can't get different than sreifa and be more chamor for the na'aram urasa. If you would go to skila, you'd be going downhill. And since it's clear that the na'ara murasa is treated with greater chumrah, that's obvious from the na'ara murasa Yisraelit, that the na'ara murasa, like this, if she would just be a nisua who is mizana, she's chayevet in chenek. Now all of a sudden she becomes chayevet in skila. That obviously is chumrah. Now we see skila related with chumrah to many things. So if you're telling me that what defines the relationship of a bat kohen who is a na'ara murasa is the standard din of na'ara murasa, which is sreifa. So then you're telling me that sreifa is essentially more chamur than skila, correct? If, on the other hand, you say the bat kohen, where it isn't defined as a na'ara murasa, is a bat kohen would be besreifa. But where she becomes a na'ara murasa, where the Torah is not mechalik, whether it's a Yisrael or a bas kohen, over there you are machmer on her, must be, in order to give her skila. You can't be more machber than skila, but the most that we have for nara murasa would be the nara murasa, who is either the bas kohen or the Israelite. That relationship defines which is chomer, skila or sreifa. That's the pashtus of the sugya. So when the Gemara said before, and Rashi doesn't like it, because we'll see why he doesn't like it more clearly as we go on today, but Rashi doesn't like it because he believes it's tautological, since you need to first decide which is more chomer before you understand how the psukim are set up. But the pashtus of the sugya is, we look to the pasuk, we understand first what is more reasonable, the din stam of the nara umarasa where kohen is not mentioned, or the din of a bas kohen where umarasa is not mentioned. That's the first decision. Whichever one is more likely to cover the case, that ends up defining that which is more chamor. So if you hold that the stam din of bat kohen, no matter what she is b'skila, that's definitive, even though of the nara murasa, which as the Gemara says here is what the chachamim say. Since mida afke, since the Torah takes the nara, who is the murasa, even a bas kohen makes her skila, instead of the sreifa that she would have had before. So therefore, it must be that skila is more chamor, and that proves that skila is more chamor. If you hold that what is definitive is the part about the nara umurasa, where it doesn't say whether she's a baskain or not a baskain, so every nara umurasa is bisreifa, obviously that sreifa can't be more tal than the skila of the normal bat kohen, because for haraya, when it comes to Yisrael, it's 100% clear that the nara umarasa is treated with greater chumrah. It would be nonsensical to say that by the kohen, the nara umarasa is treated with more kula. Therefore, it must be, if that's the given, that sreifa is more chumrah than skila. That, in the end, turns out to be the underlying issue of the sugya. So when the Gemara begins with this discussion, it may very well mean us to take it exactly as seriously as it presents it. This is the issue. And the raya is mida afke, which would be not like Rashi says, well, can't possibly mean that. So let's assume now that this was our first case. Now we're going to go on, and we're going to analyze the Seder Hadifiyot and Seder Chumrot, according to the Rabbanan, by looking at the way in which particular mitot are linked to particular chataim, where we can determine which chataim are chamor, and thereby define which of the mitot is considered to be chamor. So, continues the Gemara today, on the third line of Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Sikila Chamura Misayef. That's also a given, that we've proven it's more chamor than Sreifa. It's also more chomer than sayev. Again, shekein nitna lemegadef la'avod al oved avodat kochavim. And as we said yesterday, so what is chomer about that? Kiriyah moron, because both of these were kofer bi'ikar, the poshet yado bi'ikar, the megadef and the oved avodat kochavim. Es the Gemara adaraba. This is sort of a mantra. We're going to go through this way of looking at it through all of the possible interrelationships now, both according to Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll just fly through them. Adarama, Sayef Chamor, Shekeni Talan Shei Ir Hanidachat. We know that Ir Hanidachat is the most flagrant violation on a public scale of the Yisra Bavadat Kochavim. And we can show that it's also more Chamor because of the fact that we actually shekein mamonam avad. We actually burn their property, which is not done in any other case. So it's clearly a more chomer violation, and the Torah gives the bita of sayef, which ought to prove that sayef is the most chomer. Says the Gemara, well, it's a nice argument, except say to yourself the following, amrit. Eizek koach merupa, the koach hamediach or the koach hanidach? Which one do you think the Torah would be more machmir on? The person who goes out to make the Irani Dachat as the cult leader, or the poor fools who follow him? So it must be the Kayach HaMediach. And what's interesting is that the Braita says, Madichei Irani Dachat Miskila. So if the Medichim are given skila, it's impossible to argue from Yerani Dachat that the Sayyiv is more chomer than the skila. I mean, that violates common sense. Okay, next level. Skila is also more chomer than chenek. Again, same argument. By the way, I will point out to you that many of these arguments seem redundant since they could be learned from a Kal Vachomer. Having once proved that A is more chomer than B, if we know already that B is more chomer than C, then we can know that A is more chomer than C. But nonetheless, we're going to go through everything because we want to look at the primary interrelationships. And there are other cases where we need to go through it because it turns out that we end up that way with a tautological argument. Because sometimes we prove that B is more chomer than C or that E is more chomer than F because we've already proven something that we think we know and we learned it out from Gzeirah Shavah, but then if we hadn't proved it, we wouldn't exactly have the Gzeirah Shavah. So obviously it's kedai for us to go through Kisidron despite the fact that you'll be able to ask in certain cases, wouldn't we have known that? What would be the Chumrah? Once again, Kedei Amoron, because Begadiv and Avid Abadat Kochavim are Pashat Yedeim Bikar Adaraba. Chenek should be Chamur. Sheken Nitan Lemake Avi Veimo. If you attack a parent, that's pretty apparently rotten, and that should be very Chamur. Why? My Chumrah, Sheken Hukash Kivodan Lechvod HaMakom. Because after all, the Torah does compare the kavod of Av Eim to kavod Shamayim. Tosfos says this doesn't much of an argument to make it more chomer than kavod Hamakom. I mean, the other one was more chomer than kavod Hamakom. So he says maybe the idea over here is that it should be as chomer, and we're wrong in establishing four levels, or three levels. Maybe that's the pshat. The truth is, as we said earlier, there's some Rishonim who already talked about that issue and explained that you have to also include the fact that when you attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's really like walking over to the Hoover Dam and sticking your thumb in it, you know, to push it down. I mean, you're not doing anything, but when you hit a parent, you are doing something. So in Mela, it ought to be Chomor, because it actually causes Ezek, and plus it's compared to Kvod HaMakom. Well, says the Gemara, it's absolutely impossible to argue that the idea, from this idea, that it should be more chomer than skila. Why? Because you start off with chenek on a regular eshet ish, who's a nesua, and you take the one who is now the arusa, the nara mu'urasa of a bat Yisrael, takes her out of the din of a nesua bat Yisrael, from the category of chenek to be machroner and give her skila. So how could you argue that chenek is more chomer than skila? Shma mina skila chamura. So therefore we know now skila is chomer from sreifa and from saif and from chenek. Now, the next thing we need to prove is that sreifa is chamura misayif because sreifa is nitna labat kohen Shezinta. Why is that chamur? Shekin mechalelet. Sorry. Et avia. Adarabah, we could argue sayif is chamur, because sayif is given to anshe irani dachat. What is the chumrah? There's water inside of them. My chumrah, shekin mamona mavad. As we've seen, the Torah is obviously machmir on the irani dachat, because it destroys the property of the people. Ah, now here we run into another issue. If you take a look at the psukim, ne'emar avia when it comes to sikila, and ne'emar avia when it comes to sreifa. So over there we have it, and we have the same halacha by bat ishko, and it avia hi mechalelet. So therefore, just like the avia, which we found by sikila, by definition, that was the skila being chamura from the sayif. Af avia hamur b'sreifa, the sreifa has to be chamura b'sayif. So we now learn, having proven what we've proven until now, we're now able to show that the argument of avia mechalelet is not a good enough argument for us to redefine the relationship of the chenek. Next thing we need to prove is, sreifa is also chamura from chenek. Why is that? Shekein nitzna labat kohen shezinta. Now, if Eifa obviously has been a special din, which we gave over to the bat kohen, who is mizana, tavia michalelet, and so she's chayevet et sreifa. The chumra being, as we said, that tavia michalelet. But I could argue adrabah. Chenek is chamur shekein nitan lamake avi v'imo. The chumra being, as we said, shekein hukash kivodan lichvod hamakom. So how do we know that we shouldn't see chenek as more chamur? Well, we already know the answer to that. If the Torah was benafke rachmana l'nisua bat kohen michlal nisua bat Yisrael b'chenek l'sreifa, we know that the Torah is being more machmir on the bat kohen. And how is it being more machmir? By saying that although an isha Yisraelit who is mezana is chayevet in chenek, when it comes to the bat kohen, she's chayevet in sreifa. So how could you possibly argue that the chenek of Maka Avivi Imo, which happens to be the same chenek of the Noef and Noefet, is going to be more calmer than the Sreifa, where we're being machmer on the Bat Kohen? So that is obviously wrong. Shema Mina, you see from there clearly that Sreifa is chamura. Now, Saif is also chamur michenek. Shekein nitan lan she'ir hanidachat. Umay chumra, what we've already shown here on Idachat, is very chamur because the property is destroyed. I could argue, adraba, chenek chamur shekinitan lamake aviv imo, umay chumra shekin ukash kvodan lechvod amakom, as we've said, afilo hachi poshet yado beikar adiv. Nonetheless, it's clear mitzad asvara that it's more chamur to be poshet yado beikar in the way that the Iran Idacha does to publicly worship Avodah Zorah, then the problem of Kvod Aviv V'Imo, which is Hukash L'Kvod Shamayim. Now this is where Rashi says that really the Gemara was being semech on this Svara in order to be Docha the original question of how do we know that Skila is Chomor? Why don't we say that Sreifa is Chomor because the Aviyah Im Bechalelet? So actually, says Rashi, the Gemara really knew that we're being semech on this svara then. And you could see the incredible difficulty of accepting such a pshat in the sugya. Okay. Now, Rabbi Shimon, and here's where we're going to see how everything hinges on the bat kohen. Rabbi Shimon Omer, so Rabbi Shimon has a completely different order. According to him, sreifa is more chamur than skila, and chenek is more chamur than saif. So he's going to have, obviously, a whole different way of seeing the interrelationships that we just looked at. Sreifa chamura miskila. Why? Shekein nitna labat kohen shezinta. So now here we begin. You'll notice how this is precisely the way we began the sheet of the Chachomim. In order to show the relationship of skila to sreifa, we took a look at the issue of what the din would be of the bat kohen and what the din would be of the arusa bat kohen. So Rabbi Shimon begins by pointing out that sreifa must be more chumra for skila because a bat kohen is given the chumra of sreifa. And what is the chumra? Shekein mechalelet et aviha. So now the obvious question is why not say, as the Chachomim did, that skila is chamura? Shekein nitna lemegadev ulavodat kochavim umay chumra shekein pashtu yado beikar, answers Rabbi Shimon from precisely the issue that the Chachamim used to defuse that argument. He answers that, on the contrary, the way I looked at it was more correct because this is indeed Rabbi Shimon leta'amei. Rabbi Shimon holds that achat arusa v'achat nisua yatza l'sreifa. So again, we have those two vague cases. One case, na'arahu mu'urasa, who is yotze l'sreifa, doesn't say there any difference between a kohen and a bas Yisrael. On the other hand, it says bat kohen, ki techel iznot. So over there the halacha is skila. doesn't say whether she's an Arus or a Nesua. So what this ends up is from two completely different parshias, we're left with precisely the same studied vagueness. The one case is not addressed on either end. What's the din of a bat kohen who is a nara amurasa? So our question over here is, which one is viewed as definitive? Taina is Rebbe Shimon. Since the halacha is of the din of nara amurasa is given without any further description about whether it's kohen or Yisrael, and the din is that she's yotzei l'sreifa, it's obviously impossible to say that skila is more chomer. Because since midaavki rachmana, this is exactly the mirror image of what the Chachamim said before, midaavki rachmana la arusa bat kohen, michlal arusa bat Yisrael, miskila l'sreifa, this is outrageous. If now we're going to say that the bat kohen is going to be, in fact, burned, as opposed to the bat Yisrael, who is going to be niskelet. Now, that's crazy. But what was more machmir? So how could we possibly, in this case, look at it the other way? It's obvious that if we're now going to give that din of sreifa to the bat kohen, that's the given. Shma mina sreifa chamura. There's no way out of concluding that sreifa is chamur. So in other words, depending on how you look at it, according to Rabbi Shimon, what we look at is only the issue of the fact that the stamit is the bat kohen ki techel is not taviyah michalala, zeoze. And therefore, her halacha is always b'sreifa. If a bat Yisrael, who is a nara murasa, is b'skila, and yet if she's a kohenet, she's now chayevet in the b'skila, she's chayevet in sreifa, obviously sreifa is more chomer because what was machmir on the bat kohen? So therefore, there's no way out of saying that sreifa is more chomer. Now, taking that as our starting point, so let's go now to take a look at the relationship of sreifa to chenek. Sreifa is chamura lemichenek. That also comes directly from here, because the sreifa is given to the bat kohen shezinta. As we said before, that's the chumra. My chumra k'diamoran aviyay michalalat. Ah, you'll say, well, adarab, chenek is chamur, because chenek, after all, is used for ma'ke aviv v'imo, and the chumra being shekinu kash kvodan lechvod ha'makom. Once again, that is an impossibility. Because if, midahavkir achvon ala nesu'ah bat kohen, michlal nesu'at bat Yisrael, michenek v'sreifa, forget about the nar amur asa. The normal nesu'ah, if she were not a bat kohen, would be chayevet in chenek, as a noef and noefet. What happens if she's a bat kohen, all of a sudden, there's a din now of sreifa? So obviously, sreifa is chamura. There's no way out of that. So shma mina sreifa chamura. Now, the next relationship we need to look at is the chumra of sreifa over sayif. So we've proven the sreifa over skila, sreifa over chenek, and now I'll prove to you that sreifa is chamura misayif. Shekein nitna lebat kohen shezinta, umay chumra, kirei amoran, that taviyah michalalat. Ayo taida hadaraba, sayif chamor shekein nitan lan sheira nidachat, and as we know, umay chumra, shekein mamonam avad. Well, now amrit, v'chi eze koach meruba, koach hamedia, ho koach hanidach. Obviously, ave omer, the koach hamediach. And the din is, interestingly enough, according to Rabbi Shimon, the madichim of an ir hanidachat is given chenek. That we'll see later on in our mesechta. So if that's the case now, we have proven the already uma chenek shechamur misayif. We have already seen chenek is more chomer than sayif, and nonetheless, sreifa, we'll get into this again, of course, Rabbi Shimon. Sreifa is more chomer than it. Sreifa chamura mimenu, saif hakal lo koshike. So then obviously it's going to be more chomer than the saif skila. Okay, now let's go through the various levels of skila. So we know that skila is more chomor than chenek. How? Skila chamura mechenek, again our svara. Shekein nitna lemegadev avodat kochavim. Mar chomer kriya moron, shekein pashtu yudehem beikar. Ad rabba chenek chamur, shekein neitan lemake aviv imo, v'chum rabin shekein ukshu kvodam lechvod amakom. But we already know the answer to that, because mida afke rachmana l'rusa bat Yisrael, michlal nisu'a bat Yisrael, michenek l'skila, if the Torah is coming to be more machber on the naram urasa of the Yisrael, who otherwise would have been chayev chenek, and now we're making her chayev skila. So there's no possibility that the chenek could be more chomer than the skila. Shma mina skila chamura. Now we also know that skila is chamura misayev. Shekein nitan lebegadev lo aved avodat kochvim, etc., etc. Adaraba sayev chamur. Shekein nitan anchei ranidachat. And again, what is the chumra there? Shekein momonam avad. Here too, you must ask yourself. Amrit. V'chi eze koach meruba. Koach amediach or koach anidach? Avi omer koach amediach. And that mediach is given chenek. Well, if that's the case, if it's a kal v'chomer, if chenek shechomur misayev, so because the people over the nidachim are given sayev, and the mediach is given chenek. So here we clearly see that relationship, and yet skila is already chamura mimenu, as we've proven from the fact that we've changed from chenek to skila by the Bas Yisrael, who is a nara murasa, who moves from chenek to skila. So certainly the sayef, which we just proved, is kal from the fact that the nidachim are besayef, as opposed to the mediach who's bechenek, hakal, lo kol shekein. So that proves that. Now let's go on to chenek. Chenek is chomer misayef, shekein nitan lemake aviv v'imo. The chomer being, as we said, hukshu kvodam. Adaraba, say that sayef is chomer shekein nitan anche yirani dachat, umay chumra shekein mamonam avad, and once again, amret v'chei ezekor meruba, the koach amediach, the koach anidach, aviyomer koach amediach, v'tanya medichei yirani dachat b'skila, and Rabbi Shimon Omer b'chenek, and that basically gives us the two interrelationships of the Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon of the four mitot beidin. To make it very clear that the approach that we've just taken in the sugya, which is that the entire machloket revolves around that one issue of whether we view the stam of the nara murasa to be more fundamental than the stam of the bat kohen, margala bepumei de Rabbi Yochanan. It was a pearl in the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan, who would always put things in this way, and this, according to most beforeshim, is the way he was makabel to say this very important shmua. Na'ara hamu'urasa, bat kohen, shezinta biskila, Rabbi Shimon Omer bisreifa. And why is this a margala? Because this one pearl includes all of the information above. In other words, once it is that you see that this is the question, so then everything now becomes clear. Zinta me'avia. Now, if the one that she slept with was her father, so now the issue is, I mean, everybody can certainly say avia imechalalat, but the Gemara is going to be medayik that later. So zinta me'avia biskila was Rabbi Shimon Omer bisreifa. So now the question is, in that case.
Well, that's because he
had to. Exactly. Exactly. According to the Rabbanan, skila is more chomer. So normally, someone who would be mezana me'avia. So let's say, if she's an arusa bat Yisrael, so then she would be chayev skila as any other arusa, but she would be chayev sreifa because of sleeping with her father. So now the question is, which one is more chomer? According to the Rabbanan, skila is chamura. According to Rabbi Shimon, sreifa is chamura. So because of that, it's clear once again that the arusa is not going to be chayevet in sreifa, which is exactly the point. So the nisua yatzal sreifa. So my kamash malan, the rabbanan nisua yatzal sreifa v'lo arusa, and Rabbi Shimon, achat arusa, v'achat nisua, yatzal l'sreifa. So what it boils down to is this interrelationship. The reasoning being, taima mai, mishum l'rabbonan skila chamura, l'Rabbi Shimon sreifa chamura. The difference being, nafkamina, l'mi shenet chayev shtei mitot beidin, nidon b'chamura. So what is the meaning of all of this? It seems to be saying absolutely nothing. It's putting together halachas that we know. So what I'm suggesting is that Margal HaBapuma to Rabbi Yochanan is specifically to explain this entire sugya. Do you see, he says, if I start off with those 2 points, the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, that we end up, therefore, with the difference in Chumrah. And that's because of that Chumrah that we end up with that halacha. And since that's true, now the nafkamina will be, what is chomer of these 2 mitot in the 4 mitot bitin? From that, everything else follows. Which means, once again, that the strong suggestion of the sugya as it's written is shaloka rashi. The sugya seems to be stressing that the chachomim Rabbi Shimon don't first make up their minds as to whether sreifa is chomer or skila is chomer. And they're not saying on the svara of kaskafa beikar is burcham. But rather, they're analyzing the relationships of the psukim as to which one is more reasonable to be defining the relationship of the mitah to the particular case. And that is not a coincidence. The one place that the Torah leaves, goes out of its way to leave that single case, even though it's discussed in 2 completely different ways. In both ways it's discussed, it leaves that case open. Very odd. Now, when we spoke about Rabbi Shimon, what exactly, my Rabbi Shimon, where we were talking about Rabbi Shimon leta'ame, where is this Rabbi Shimon leta'ame? Titania. See, once again, this is what counts. Rabbi Shimon says, look, shnei klolot ne'emru, there are 2 issues that we need to discuss, really. When you're talking about a bat kohen, one of them with an arusa, and one of them with a nesua. So in other words, we have a general halacha, mot yumat hanoefa noafet, without saying anything different about a bat kohen, which would imply that the bat kohen is chayevet in chenek. Then, when it talks about an arusa beskila, the pashtus is that the bat kohen is included in that klal also. So if you start with the klalot, and this is why he starts with the klalot, because the whole argument revolves around which generality covers which case. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, let's begin by recognizing that we start off with 2 klalot. We have the klal of mot yumat hanoefa hanoafet, and then we have the din of the nara hamu'rasa. What do you mean? That why is that nemra b'bat kohen? The 2 klalot are only said with the bat kohen? They're not said with the bat Yisrael? Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? No, if no, if it includes everybody. And Naram Urasa includes everybody. So what do you mean when you say that? Ah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say, says Rabbi Shimon. Ema af bebat kohen. These 2 klalot were said in general. Now, there comes along the Torah and says, but although you would have thought that we have klalim, the kohenet doesn't fit into those klalim. So the kosef comes along, and hotzi hakatuv nisua, michlal nisua. The Torah wants to take out the kohen from this klal. Where? It only does it once. So by doing it once, it's obviously removing the kohen from these general rules. And therefore, remove the kohen entirely. The nisua, michlal nisua, and the arusa, michlal arusa. This is all about Israel. You want to talk about Kohen? Ah, that's a different world. Bat Kohen, Kitechel is not the Tavia Michalelet, and the votes, and she should be Nisrefet. So then, we're forced to conclude, Mashikotzi, Hakatuv Nisua, Michlal Nisua, was obviously to be Machmer. Afkishotzi, Hakatuv Arusa, Michlal Arusa, it's obviously to be Machmir, and therefore, what we have over here is a situation. Make it very clear to you that Sereifa is more chomer than the Skila. Because otherwise you're left with an absurd situation. in which we have two klalot, one that has to do with a nesua, one that has to do with an arusa, that seem to be talking about both Bat Kohen and Yisrael. The Torah doesn't talk about the Bat Kohen as a Nara Murasa. It only talks about a general Bat Kohen. And therefore, if you're going to try to tell me, which is absurd, that we're going to leave now, the Bas Yisrael is going to end up with a special new klal, but the Kohen is going to be left without its klal. No. So then it turns out, if she's a nesua, we're machmir, but if she's an arusa, we're makel. Does that make sense? That's ridiculous. Well, the whole point is we're being machmir on the bat, on the bat kohen. So we're being machmir on the arusa. So if that's the case, it's clear. If we've only told us once what the din is of a bat kohen, that's the only place you address bat kohen, is to tell me that bat kohen is b'sreifa. So then obviously sreifa is more chamor. That's all. Nothing else to argue about. Fine. So this is precisely what the issue is. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Now, zomemei. Furthermore, looking at the din of the Edom zomemei, the zomemei of a nesu'ah, bat kohen, are bichlal the zomemei of the nesu'ah, bat Yisrael. The din over there is that we have a strange situation where the Edom are coming to be mechayev for the same chait, different dinim, because it's no longer hanoef hanoafet, with the same halacha. So what do we learn out? We learn out that it's from the fact that otziu ota, he b'sreifa, v'lo bo'ala, and lo zomameah.
The relationship of an aid who's coming now to falsely be made about a relationship such as this, where there's a difference between the chiyav of the woman and the chiyav of the man. So if we have now zomamein nesu'ah bat kohen, aidim come along to say that a bat kohen who is married, so her chiyav, and turns out there are edim zomemim. So her chiyav in that case is a chiyav of sreifa. They would be the same as bechlal zomemim nesu'ah bat Yisrael. They're the same as a nesu'ah bat Yisrael. Namely, there are no efa no efet. The halacha over there is chenek, because every mitah that's k'tuva b'torah stam, where it's not defined, is a mitah of chenek, as we'll see later on. And if that's the case, the zomemei arusa bat kohen, where over there, they're claiming that the arusa is chayav in, specifically because she's a bat kohen sreifa, they're no different than bechlal zomemei arusa bat Yisrael, where over there, they're being made that this is a relationship of the death of skila, because the particular chumrah of the bat kohen does not apply to the bo'el. It only applies to the bat kohen. So if there's zomemei nesua bat kohen, so then they remain the same as if it would have been a typical nesua, which is chenek. If there's zomemei arusa, they're chayiv in the same mitah, the typical mitah of an arusa, which is skila. But they don't get in either case the chumrah of sreifa. Of course, all of this is alibi to Rabbi Shimon of the bat kohen. And the reason for this is because the Torah says, kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv. La'achiv means specifically to the male and not la'achoto. So we take a look, even though there were two results over here from their testimony, one against the male and one against the female, the din of the Edom Zomemim is to go according to the mitah that they were going to give to their brother, that is to say to the male.
Tanarabbanan. Now here comes a braita which is extremely confusing. First we'll do the braita and then the Gemara is going to go through step by step trying to explain what in the world we were thinking in these drushes. Tanu Rabbanan. Ubat ish kohen ki tachel is not. Well, but suppose it just said ubat ish kohen ki tachel. Ki tachel is lashon chilul. Ah, so maybe if she just did chilul Shabbat. So if she did chilul Shabbat, there's a special din on ubat ish kohen. No skila srefa. Tamud lomar is not. This is really weird. I mean, okay. Bechilulin shebiznut akatuv medaber. We're not talking about chilul Shabbat. We're talking dafka about chilul of znut. Yochol afilu pnuya. You might think we're talking about an unmarried bat kohen who becomes a prostitute. So she's also sick in znut. We should burn her. Well, ne'mar kan avia. Ne'mar la'alan avia. We have the same din by the arusa of the Bas Yisrael. So there we have Stanev Alabi Israel is not Betavia, and here by the Batish Kohen we have a Tavia Mechalalet, just like over there it's talking about who is an Arusa. So it's not just Znut, it's Znut Im Zikat Abal. It means some type of znut where she is married. Afkan znut im zikat habal. But actually, maybe when it says et avia, it means only if she sleeps with her father. Lotzi et kol adam. No, it can't mean that. Kishomer hi mechalelet. I mean, obviously, if her father's sleeping with her, it can't very well be that she's being mechalel her father. That's crazy. So it must be that we're talking about ave kol adam amur. So then why does it say avia? Oh, that's the whole point. So mani mekayim avia, ne'amar kan avia, v'ne'amar lahalan avia, ma lahalan znut im zikat habal, af kan znut im zikat habal. Ah, but if that's the case, you'll say, then the only time we should be mechayev sreifa is if she's a nara mu'urasa. See, ma lahalan nara avi mu'urasa, af kan nara avi arusa. But how about if she's a nara and she's a nisua? Or how about if she's not a nara? Maybe she's a bogeret and she's an arusa. Or maybe she's a bogeret and a nisuya. And not only that, maybe she's not even a bat at all. Remember the Rashi and Shmot? Bat Levi brings the Medrash. 130 years old and you call her a bat? So when it says bat, it's bash for a young lady. And over here, you're talking about someone who's 130 years old. Mr. President, 130. A long way to go. So if that's the case, how can I include, where's the Riboy to tell me that a Bat Ish Kohen can even be 130 years old? Ah, therefore, comes along the Pasuk to say, Ubat Kohen, the Riboy of the Vav, now adds all of those kohanim, all those banot, rather. Mikol makom, wherever it is. So wait, so none of this makes sense.
Even if I was dead, by the
way. None of this, yeah, later on we'll go through each one. Bat kohen. Ah, so if it says bat kohen, clearly that must mean she married a kohen. What? I was going to ask that also. How in the world does bat kohen mean she married a kohen? Ein liela shenisait la kohen. But what if she was married to a levi? Oh my gosh, horrors. So then maybe none of these dinim apply? Or she might even be married to a Yisrael of all awful things. Or to an Oved Kavchavim. Or to a Chalal, a Mamzer, and a Tin. How do we know that nonetheless the halacha still would be that she's called a Bat Kohen Ki Techelas? Not Talmud Lomar, Ubat Ish Kohen, Afa Pisha Ina Kohenet. And then it also adds that he mechalelet ba'ish tisareif. So he misreifa ve'in bo'aleha misreifa. He mechalelet he misreifa ve'in zomemeha misreifa. Rabbi Eliezer omer, oh no, only et avia misreifa. But her father-in-law is biskila. This is getting crazier. It's crazier by the word. So,
to be
to be explained.
But
it obviously is complete nonsense on the surface. Omar, so, okay, can we take that from the top? Yochal afil chilala Shabbat. What? Chilala Shabbat bat skilahi. Wait a second. The Havamino over here is that we're going to be makel on her? I mean, the Rabbanan hold that skila is more chomor than Srefa. So you're going to tell me we had a Havamina that since she's a bas kohen, so she should get away with Chilul Shabbos, and she should only be chayevet and sreifa. Does that make sense? Oh, Omar Rava Amani Rabbi Shimon, the Omar Sreifa Chamura. Must be this is going a little bit Rabbi Shimon. So, Salka da Techamina. Well, the Achmiru Abonon Bekoani. We know that the Torah in general is so machmir on Kohanim to give them special mitzvot, the rabibu mitzvot yeterot, you have all these special mitzvot about not being mitameh and the name of achilas truma and so on and so forth. So maybe indeed tidon b'sreifa and the akbat kohen should be more chomor when it comes to chilul Shabbat. Kamash balan, therefore, comes to tell us that no, she's also b'skila. Wait a minute. Why would we have thought that the Bat Kohen is more chomer than the Kohen himself? If this is your Havamina, whatever crazy Havamina it is, that for some reason will be more machmer on a Kohen, is this the way to say it? Will be more machmer on the Bat Kohen. But the whole point is, we're being machmer in the Kohanim. You're saying we had a Havamina because of their extra chiyuvim, so therefore take it out on their kids. What is that supposed to mean? Ah, yes, says the Gemara, indeed. Because imagine living now, being brought up by a Kohen. That Kohen is Mechal Shabbos all the time. She sees him in the Beis Hamikdash, shechting, burning this. She figures, Shabbos, that's for the, you know, please, the Amcha. I mean, we're Kohani. So Memela, Sakadaita Chamina, that Ihu, the father, indeed, the Shtarile Shabbat Legabe Avodah. So, okay, so him, we leave him in his normal chiyuv. But over here, he, kiva de lo ishtaria shabbat legaba, emati don besreifa. It would make sense that, I mean, the Kohanim were more machra, it can't be more machra to him because he's got a lot of things to do on Shabbos, but certainly on her. I mean, how else are we going to really make our point? So she should be chayev than sreifa. Kamash malan, that liznot. Then you say, Yochol afilu pnuya. How could you possibly misunderstand the pasuk of a bat kohen to be referring to an unmarried woman? Why would an unmarried woman be oseket in znut just because she's sleeping with someone she's not married? This is going, it says liznot. This is going like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even a panui, habo al hapinuya, that the iser of a kohen marrying a zona, according to him, is even where there was no isur in the marriage, but there was no kedusha in the marriage, and they were just sleeping together, she becomes a zona. So it must be going according to him. Then you said, O eno omer avia alalahotziat kol adam. What does that mean? Elamai, mind you, what are we talking about here, that she slept with her father? Shezinta me'avia. So then why are we discussing the Bat Kohen? It's exactly the same situation. We would have the same questions with the Bat Yisrael. So my Ira Bat Kohen, afilu Bat Yisrael nami. The Omar Rava Omerle Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, the famous, one of the most famous now, Gezerah Shavais, list of Gezerah Shavais, is to tell us that Atya Hena Hena by Bat Beno, Bat, because your problem is, doesn't say anything's wrong with sleeping with your daughter, only says about your granddaughter. So therefore, since it says by the cases of Bat Beno, Bat Bito, it says Ki Ervatcha Hena, and by Bat Ishto, which is not your daughter, over there it says She'era Hena. Now it also says She'era Hena Zimahi. And the din of Zimahi is also teaching us something, because the word Zima occurs in the parsha of Serefa. Ba'ish Yisrafu, the Zima, and that's the interrelationship. So She'era Hena Zimahi. So now we learn Bat is keben kebat aben and bat habat, and the chiyav is sreifa. So why are we talking about a bat kohen, since anyone who is mezana from the father is chayav in sreifa? So I don't understand why we're bringing this pasuk to say, no, well, it doesn't mean from her father. No. See, that was the point. You read it backwards. In fact, we thought that Sakadai Ramina, that the whole point of this pasuk was to show that you should not learn it out the way Rava is learning. In other words, why did the Torah mention over here Avia Yimichalelet? To teach me that Srefat Bat Kohen, who was Mizana Me'avia, and only Me'avia, as opposed to anyone else who was Mizana Me'avia, which means don't believe Rava when he tells you Atya Hena Hena Atya Zima Zima. The Torah is coming out, going out of its way to teach me that the only case where someone is chayev sreifa for sleeping with his daughter is a kohen. And Rava was claiming that it's true even of a bat Yisrael. That's all wrong. That's what we were asking. You didn't quite catch that, but that's between the words. That was really what we were looking for. So therefore, I would have thought that's the whole point of the pasuk. Lafuke min Rava. That the Torah is telling him in a Gola Rachman of a Bat Kohen velo be'bat Yisrael. Therefore, Kamash Malan comes therefore to teach me that no, just like over there, it means avia, case of marriage, and so on. Fine. Which means basically mechenek leskila. Obviously, skila is chamura. Sreif is chamura misayev. Shekein nitna lebat kohen shezinta maichurma. Shekein et avim mechalalat. Adarava. Sayev chamur shekein nitan lachir nidach. Adabai chumra shekein mamonam avad. Nehmar avia beskila. Nehmar avia besreifa. Just like avia amur beskila is coming to tell me the skila is chamura. Misayev. Af avia amur besreifa. Sreifa is chamura misayev. Sreifa zoza chamura mechenek, shekein nitna labat kohen shezinta, umaychul makri amor. Ad rabba chenek chamur shekein nitan demake avi v'imo, umaychul mrash ken hukish kvodan v'chod amakom. Well, mida after achmona, le nesuat bat kohen, mechalal nesuat bit bat Yisrael, mechenek lesreifa, shema mina sreifa chamura, sayev chamur mechenek shekein nitan lan shi'ir nidachat. ומאי חומרה שכן ממון המבד, עד רבא, חנק חמור שכן ניתן למכה אבי ואמו, ומאי חומרה שכן הוא קש כבודן לכל המקום, אפילו אחי פושט ידו בעיקר עודיף. רבי שמעון אומר, שריפה חמורה מסקילה, שכן ניתנה לבת כהן שזינתה, ומאי חומרה שכן מחללת את אביה, עד רבא, סקילה חמורה שכן ניתנה למגדה ולעבדת כוכבים, ומאיחור משכן פורשת ידו בעיקר, ובשם נתיימי, דאמר אחת הרוסה ואחת נשואה, יצאה לשריפה זה בת כהן, ומנאבקי רחמנה לרוסה בת כהן, מכלל הרוסה בת ישראל, מסקילה לשריפה, שומעה מנה שריפה חמורה. שריפה חמורה מחנק שכן ניתנה לבת כהן שזינתה, ומאי חומרה, כנא אמרן, עד רבא, חנק חמור שכן ניתן למכה אבי ואמו, ומאי חומרה שכן הוקש כבודם לכבוד המקום, מנאף כרחמנה לנשואה בת ישראל, מכלל בת כהן, מכלל נשואה בת ישראל, מחנק לשריפה, שמע מינה שריפה חמורה. שריפה חמורה מסייף שכן ניתנה לבת כהן שזינתה, ומאי חומרה, כנא אמרן, עד רבא, סייף חמור שכן ניתן עד שיר הנידחת, ומאי חומרה שכן ממונם עבד, אמרת, וכי איזה כוח מרובה? כוח המדיח או כוח הנידח? הווה אומר, כוח המדיח, וקל וחומר. ומה חנק שחמור מסייף, שריפה חמורה ממנו, סייף הקל לא כל שכן? סקילה חמורה מחנק, שכן ניתנה למגדף לעבודת עובד עבודת כוכבים, ומייחור מקרי המורן, עד רבה חנק חמור, שכן ניתן למכה אבי ואמו, ומייחור משכן הוקש, מנאב כרחבון על הרוסה בת ישראל, מכלל נשואה בת ישראל בחנק לסקילה, שמע מנה סקילה חמורה, סקילה חמורה מסייף, שכן ניתן למגדף, עד רבה סייף חמור שכן ניתן עד שיר נדחה, ומייחור משכים המון המעבד אמרות, וכי איזה כוח מרובה, כוח המדיח או כוח הנדחה, ויום הכוח המדיח, וקל וחומר, ומה חנק שחמור מסייף, סקילה חמורה ממנו, סייף הקל, לא כל שכן, חנק חמור מסייף, שכן ניתן למכה אבי ואמו, ומייחור מלכירי המורן, עד רבה סייף חמור, שכן ניתן עד שיר הנדחת, ומייחור מלכירי שכן ממונם עבד אמרת, וכי איזה כוח מרובה, כוח המדיח או כוח הנדחת, ויום הכוח המדיח, ותניה מדיחי עיר הנדחת בסקילה, רבי שמעון אומר, בחנק. מרגל אבו פומד רבי יוחנן, נערה אמורה עשה בת כהן, שזינתה בסקילה, רבי שמעון אומר, בשריפה. זינתה מאביה בסקילה, רבי שמעון אומר בשריפה. Maika Mashmalan, Larabana Nisua Yatzala Srefa Velo Arusa, Larabi Shimon Achat Arusa Vechat Nisua Yatzala Srefa, Vetaima Maimishum Larabana Tzkila Chamura, Larabi Shimon Srefa Chamura, Mafkamina Lamishinet Chayev Shtemitot Beidin, Nidon Bechumra. My Rabbi Shimon. Oh, what did I say? Oh, sorry. Nidon bechamura. My Rabbi Shimon, detanya. Rabbi Shimon omer. Shnei chlalot namro bebat kohen. What do you mean bebat kohen? Bebat kohen v'lo bebat Yisrael? No, I mean af bebat kohen. Okay, now. Hot yakatuv nesua mechlal nesua v'arusa mechlal arusa. So obviously, if kishot yakatuv nesua mechlal nesua lachmir, then kishot yakatuv arusa mechlal arusa, it must also be lachmir. That's your answer. Zomame nesua bat kohen, bechlal zomame nesua bat Yisrael, v'zomame arusa bat kohen, bechlal zomame arusa bat Yisrael. And in all those cases, it's always the light mitah of the boel. Tan Rabbana, Ubat ish kohen ki tachel yochal afilo chilalat Shabbat, ta'amalom atachel iznot, bechilun shebeznot ha-katuv medaber, yochal afilo pnuya, נאמר כאן אביה, ונאמר להלן אביה, מה להלן, it says בפרש, זנות as a מאורסה, בזיקת הבעל, אף כאן זנות עם זיקת הבעל. Maybe when it says אביה, it's להוציא את כל האדם, כשהוא אומר, היא מחללת, it can't be, it must be כל האדם. מה אני מקיים אביה, נאמר כאן אביה, ונאמר להלן אביה, as I said, מה להלן זנות עם זיקת הבעל, אף כאן זנות עם זיקת הבעל. Ah, you'll say, then why not go all the way and make it malalan na'aram urasa afkan na'ara v'yarusa? How about if she's a na'ara and a nesua? How about if she's a bogeret and a rusa? How about if she's a bogeret and a nesua? For that matter, she may be 130 years old. Minayin. Amulomar, ubat kohen mikom hakom. Bat kohen, eme elishin yiseit la kohen. Niseit v'alaviv v'Yisrael ovid kochavim l'chalal l'mamzer l'natin minayin Talmud lomar ubat ish kohen afa pisha ina kohenet. He b'sreifa v'ein bo alea b'sreifa. He b'sreifa v'ein zememeha b'sreifa. Rabbi Eliezer omer et avia, it says, avia b'sreifa v'et avia, et chamia would be b'skila.